The Comarc White Paper, Slicing Up the M2M Revenue Pie. How to Get Your Share and Boost Your Business, by Krzysztof Kwiatkowski and Pekka Valitalo. What will you learn? How can M2M communication help you acquire additional revenue sources? What types of companies are active on the M2M market? What constitute the typical features of an M2M platform, and how can they support your enterprise? Introduction. In our everyday lives, we are using more and more automated and intelligent machines. These include vending machines, new energy meters in homes, monitoring equipment, and many more. Such machines operating remotely can provide important information. They also need to be managed and monitored. Increasing numbers of machines are able to do this automatically and without the control of their owners. This sounds dangerous, especially if we imagine a scenario in which all our household appliances are capable of sending such information to the producer regarding our lifestyle and behaviour. Fortunately, the situation hasn't reached this stage yet. Machines initiate communication in order to provide vital information, save time and money, and it is rather employed by such entities as energy meters, vending machines, or monitoring equipment. What is the main benefit of such automatic communication? The owner of the machines need not visit them personally to verify their operation or read certain measures manually. Such machines can automatically send the information to the owner or to another machine that processes the data further. Such machine-to-machine communication is cheaper, faster, and brings new possibilities. Why should you be interested in M2M? M2M communication is developing into an interesting business opportunity for telecom operators struggling to maintain or increase their revenues. As the revenue growth from voice services is declining and the market is saturating, the M2M segment displays business potential for acquiring additional revenues. The number of connectable machines is 5 times greater than the amount of humans, although the number of machines currently connected is extremely low. As the level of M2M traffic increases and devices become more common, the price of individual hardware components falls, boosting M2M popularity even further. According to Gartner, the average price of an M2M module will amount to approximately €20 by the year 2011. Compare this to the average price of a similar module in 2007, which was almost €40, and we can see clearly that the hardware cost has almost halved. In addition to the reduced hardware costs, the declining price of data services renders more M2M business scenarios viable. Scenarios that a couple of years ago were deemed useless due to high costs are now an attractive business opportunity. Instead of taking the market share away from mobile operators, the companies that use M2M services introduce new business opportunities for them. Other aspects important for operators should also be considered. The churn rate for M2M subscriptions is extremely low. The machines can be controlled in groups, and the data from machines does not usually overwhelm the network. Additionally, most of the M2M subscriptions do not require complex customer service. Of course, the ARPU of an individual M2M subscription is lower than that of one person, but the amount of connectable machines is higher. M2M is a new and promising area which is developing very rapidly, with machines becoming an increasingly important customer segment for mobile operators. A multiplayer game. Telecom operators are not the only players in the machine world. At this moment in time, they offer connectivity services to M2M partners who own or operate these machines. The second group, M2M partners, represent various business sectors, for example, vending machine operators, electricity suppliers, monitoring companies, and many more. If the operator is only offering M2M connectivity services, the revenue stream in most cases originates solely from monthly fees for M2M subscriptions. However, there are numerous other possibilities and services which can be offered to M2M partners, helping operators to maximize this revenue. The most substantial difference is in offering services like provisioning, self-service portals, B2B gateways, rating, charging services, and resource management. This decreases the complexity of the IT systems required by M2M partners, enables faster and easier startup of M2M businesses, and simplifies the management of M2M subscriptions. Such services can be delivered by the mobile operator through the platform, which operates like a gateway, placed between existing mobile operator systems and various M2M partners. Delivering such services to M2M partners facilitates mobile operators with increasing revenue. New roles emerge: M2M enablers. In addition to the operators that are expanding into M2M, new types of players have arisen as a result of M2M business growth. M2M enablers offering services to M2M partners. A typical M2M enabler can be described as the owner of the M2M platform, delivering services to various partners, and in most cases, with a connection to more than one mobile operator or internet service provider. An M2M enabler's business model bears many similarities to the business model of a mobile virtual network enabler, already known in the telecommunications world. Both types of business offer the necessary network connectivity, back office operations, and IT platforms, allowing end operators to concentrate on their core businesses. The enabler's role in the M2M business is very important, especially when considering how many of the new M2M partners and enterprises on the market derive from industries other than telecommunications, and that lack the sufficient expertise to cooperate closely with mobile operators. M2M platform. What features are essential for an M2M platform used by a mobile operator or an M2M enabler providing services for M2M partners? Let's take a look at the typical features of an M2M platform and how they support the business of a mobile operator or an M2M enabler. With these features, they can both attain additional revenue by offering advanced services to their M2M partners. Features include provisioning of services, such as activation and deactivation of SIM cards. The M2M partner does not need to perform complex integrations with mobile operator systems, yet the mobile operator can provide easy-to-use interfaces, allowing the partner to perform mass provisioning operations on M2M SIM cards on an ad hoc basis. Data mediation, for the M2M partner to collect, unify, and correlate data from the machines and then send it for further processing. Rating of events, allowing the mobile operator to charge the M2M partner for the service usage, as well as provide charging services for end users of the M2M partner as a value-added service. In this case, the M2M partner does not need to have their own billing system. Integration with Inventory as a repository of M2M SIM cards and M2M equipment with customized structure, lifecycle management, and logistics. A self-service portal for M2M partners and end customers enables the operator to lower costs by shifting the focus of customer service to the web. Mass SIM card management enables M2M partners to control the SIM cards on their own without involving the mobile operator. B2B gateway, making it possible to safely expose all features of the platform to multiple partners with easy-to-use interfaces and integration of the M2M partner systems. It is important that operators can add the M2M platform to their existing systems similarly to the way in which the MVNE platform can be added to the MVNO's infrastructure. With the M2M platform, mobile operators can enter the M2M market without performing complex changes to their existing systems, thus limiting the risk and increasing potential profitability. Conclusions. The M2M revenue pie is likely to be substantial in size, but it is still an open issue as to who will get the biggest piece. Telecom operators and M2M enterprises are not the only players that will benefit from M2M business growth. M2M enablers may also play a key role in this market and can benefit directly from it. Cooperation with M2M enablers or with mobile operators offering the appropriate services can boost the development of M2M business. With this approach, partners and enterprises can focus on their business without the need for investment in complex IT systems which are not directly connected with their core business. Mobile operators and M2M enablers should prepare their platforms for the offering of services to M2M enterprises and the managing of M2M services and traffic. The current system design for the managing of human-to-human traffic may not be capable of processing this increased amount of data and the different characteristics of these new customers. To reap the rewards of the M2M business, appropriate adjustments to the underlying IT platforms are required. And it is important to make these judgments early on in order to be a step ahead of the competition. About Comarch. Comarch is a leading global supplier of key industry standard compliant software solutions and services for telecommunications service providers. One of the company's fundamental distinguishing factors is our focus on the flexibility and configurability of our solutions, which are developed in-house and customized to suit the specific needs of our customers. Our solutions are business-driven and have evolved since the company's inception in 1993 based on customer demand. With 17 years of experience, Comarch is an expert at the design, implementation, as well as integration of our solutions and services. We are proud to work with customers from four different continents, including some of the market's largest players, such as T-Mobile International, Vodafone Germany, Telefonica O2 Germany, as well as MVNO operators such as Auchan Telecom France. Comarc's unique and cost-effective solutions allow our customers to provide the highest quality of service to their markets, ensuring their client satisfaction and continued patronage. The satisfaction of Comarc's customers has always been the strongest confirmation of the quality of its solutions in the areas of billing and inter-partes settlements, as well as management of telecommunications, networks and services. Comarc solutions for telecom operators are intended for fixed, cable and broadband operators, mobile operators, wholesale departments, MVNO and MVNE operators, internet service providers and VoIP operators, content providers, and IPTV operators and satellite service providers.